Cross comes in from Mukhtar. It's loose right on top. And there it is. It's Walker Zimmerman.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. A gigantic game coming up for Nashville SC on Friday. The first ever MLS playoff game in Nashville history as Nashville SC takes on Inter Miami CF at Nissan Stadium tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And make sure you're listening. Later on in this segment, we'll have a chance for you to win a four-pack of tickets to that game tomorrow night. So make sure you're tuned in for that. It's our honor to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Walker Zimmerman, Nashville SC center back. Walker, first off, thanks for taking time to join us here today. Congratulations on the hardware, being named 2020 MLS Defender of the Year. You've come close to winning it before, but what's it feel like to earn this title now and win this award?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be on here with you guys. I'm really excited. Like you said, I've gotten close before, and on an individual level, I think every year you set your individual goals and your team goals, and this was certainly the top of the list for an individual goal. But that being said, I mean, huge credit to everyone around me, teammates, coaches. These kinds of awards don't happen unless everyone's on the same page working together. So shout out to them as well.
So Walker, has your game, I mean, you've been close on this before. You've had a lot of success in this sport. Did your game come to a new level this season with Nashville SC?
Yeah, you know, I think I've definitely been on a steady progression throughout my career, which is the goal for anyone's career. And I think Nashville kind of highlights some of the qualities that I do have. And so being a little bit more of a defensive team maybe leads to having some different type of stat lines, you know what I mean? Different kinds of clearances, interceptions, tackles, all those things. So I'm sure that helps and brings out those attributes. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Excited to be a part of Nashville as a community and as a team. And while 2020 has been crazy, this was a little beacon of hope mixed on in there.
Nashville SC center back Walker Zimmerman on the line with us, of course, winner of the 2020 MLS Defender of the Year Award. Walker, take me back to when you first learned you were coming to Nashville. What was going through your head then, and how has it lived up to what you thought maybe it would be when it was announced you were coming to Nashville?
Oh, it was so crazy. I had no idea, completely out of nowhere. And, you know, I guess the good thing was when I was talking to the GM of LAFC, and, you know, it's like, we decided to trade you, and I was hanging on to everywhere waiting to see where he traded me to. And then he said Nashville. And I was like, looked at my wife, threw up my hands like, okay, that's not bad at all. You know, that's a city I think I'd really like to live in and be a part of. And it certainly hasn't let me down in that aspect. We've loved living here. We've loved being a part of the community. And obviously restrictions are amongst us, but we're just ready to dive in and hopefully get back to some normalcy here in Nashville. But it's been great. Teammates have been phenomenal. Coaching staff's been awesome, and certainly excited to be a part of this thing for a few more years.
So what's the key to this match Friday, Walker? If there's one thing that has to happen for you guys to advance, what would it be? Other than score more than the other team.
right. You know, I think for us it's going in with a lot of confidence, knowing how well we've done at home. And you know, playoff games, yes, they are different. There's different intensity for sure, but I think just maintaining a focus and concentration and confidence of, yeah, yes, it is a playoff game, but we are a very good team at home. Can we dictate the game and how it's played and make sure we don't make any big mistakes and capitalize on their mistakes? And I think if we can do that, we'll walk away with a win.
Walker, it's been very interesting to watch your team and your group from afar this year, because you mentioned 2020 and what a ride it's been and everything you've had to go through, from COVID to the tornadoes here in Nashville earlier this year, the season being put on pause, the MLS's back tournament not being able to put a part of that. I mean, it's just been such a roller coaster this year from afar. What's this journey been like for your team from your perspective, navigating through all the different challenges you've had to go through this year to get to this point where you're heading into the playoffs?
It's been difficult for sure. I mean, and that's why I think we're very proud of this year and what we've accomplished, because you know, not only is it difficult to come in as an expansion team and, you know, be able to not only make the playoffs but host a playoff game and put yourself in that position, but, you know, it's just a testament to all the hard work. You know, we basically had three preseasons, which, if you don't know, preseason in soccer basically means you're just running around a field and doing sprints and getting your heart rate up to its max heart rate, like, every day. And it's not fun. No one enjoys it. If they do, they're sick. And so we were out there, you know, three separate times, our initial preseason. And, you know, season got put on hold. We came back to get ready for the MLS's back tournament. And we had to quarantine and not play in that tournament, come back home, take some days off, do it all again. And a lot of that is done not even with a group. That's individual training. That's in small group training. And so all of that just means guys put in the work. And they stayed focused and stayed concentrated on our goals for 2020. And here we are now hosting the playoff game tomorrow.
So usually teams that have success have some level of good chemistry. It seems that that's true of Nashville SC. I wrote a little bit, Walker, about the socially distanced team Olympics that you had at your house, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to brag now about your gum spitting, which apparently is world class.
World renowned at this point. yeah, you know, you asked me, you know, in the interview the other day if I had any special traits or things that people might not know about me. And I was trying to think. I was like, man, like, that's always the hardest question in an interview. And then I was like, you know, I take a lot of pride in my ability to spit gum accurately and with some distance. And I think, you know, a lot of that is growing up, just picking out a trash can and just, you know, across the room, whether it's in school or whatever. Thankfully, I had some lenient teachers who would permit me to do that. But we had an Olympics day over at my house, and we had a line drawn on the ground. You got to stand behind it, no running start, and you just got to lean back and spit that piece of gum. And tell you what, a lot of it is the formation. You got to get it, you know, very circular, round. That way, when it hits the ground, it gets a nice little roll after it. But certainly just the ability to launch that thing was there for me on that particular day, at least. And I walked away with the gold medal for that event.
Yeah. You don't want to be cocky, right? It's one.
No. A lot of it's technique. And so people might have more power there, but a lot of it's technique, and that's just training. And I will say it probably helped that I was the host. So I got to try out all these events before everyone came over. So they made sure I was aware of that as well.
I'm sure that they did. Nashville SC center back Walker Zimmerman on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Walker, I'm interested to get your viewpoint on Gary Smith, his ability to keep this group together, to get you guys to this point where you're hosting a playoff game. What have you made of Gary Smith, his coaching style, and what do you think's made him so effective for this group as its leader?
Well, Gary's been great, and he's had, you know, some of these guys from the USL, and he's taken a new group of new players and gotten them all on the same page. And, you know, he has a lot of experience. He's won the MLS Cup before, which is ultimately our goal now. That was in 2010, but there's a lot of things that, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you have to get right in order to be able to win an MLS Cup. And so he's been great. He's a very organized coach in the sense that he knows how his teams want to play. And we've kind of adapted that style. And at the end of the day, he's put together a roster along with Mike Jacobs that are guys who are very competitive and experienced and want to win. And so winning your individual battles, winning collectively, and I think we got a bunch of guys who got a lot of grit, and that's certainly going to come in handy once you hit the playoffs.
Okay, so Walker's wife, Sally, is from the Baltimore area, correct?
She is.
So this has made Walker a Ravens fan. Ooh. Now, I never asked you this, but is that because, as you know, Walker's from Lawrenceville, Georgia, so is this at some point, did you have to give up on the Falcons? Is that part of the Ravens fandom?
I think it's more the Falcons kind of gave up on me.
You
know?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I still root for the Falcons just because, you know, you have your whole life kind of thing. But, you know, she has personal ties to the Ravens. Her dad works in the organization and has so for 20-odd years. And so now I'm all in. I'm die hard. It's been fun now that Lamar is there at the helm. Certainly that Titan team last year was kind of crazy to watch. I mean, hats off to the Titans and Vrabel for getting that done. But if they meet again, unfortunately, I'm still going to have to go with the Ravens.
Okay.
But I do put the Titans now if they're not playing those two teams, you know, just supporting the new hometown team.
All right.
I respect that.
I do, too. I appreciate
that. You got to stick to your guns, Walker. That's good.
Now,
honestly, though, I also have such a loyalty to my fantasy team. And so I will root against the Ravens if it needs to be done. I'm on a Sunday night or Monday night, and I'm down points, and I need something to happen, I'll root for my fantasy team.
I respect that, too. Now, I have another Titans-related question for you, because, of course, they're – great punter Brett Kern right now is hurt. Your older brother Dawson was Clemson's punter from 2008-2011. You are very close to the Clemson program because of that. My question is, what is Dawson doing now? Because the Titans need a punter.
I tell you what, so he was unbelievable. He ended up going actually to Falcons preseason after his senior year of college. Didn't end up making the final roster, and he's actually – he teaches English school in Atlanta, and he also continues to do punting lessons with one-on-one kicking. So he's a very good punting coach. I don't know if he still has it in him in his body to be able to step out there, but if you need to get it pinned inside the 10-yard line, I think he can do the job.
All right. That's key.
That is key. Nashville SC center back Walker Zimmerman has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexler. Walker, congratulations on winning 2020 MLS Defender of the Year, and good luck tomorrow against Miami. We'll be rooting for y'all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Walker. Great stuff there from Walker Zimmerman. And you can have a chance to go to that game right now. Be caller number 5 at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. 1025 on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the first ever MLS playoff game in Nashville as Nashville SC takes on Inter Miami CF at Nissan Stadium tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Be caller 5, 615-737-1025. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 1025, The Game.